This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get into RFK Jr. coming out in favor of reparations and our oil reserves and ask Dr. Jesse questions. Chris, you've never seen a single episode of Happy Days?
See, all my folks who let me watch when I was a kid was shows that they had watched when they were a kid because there was so much garbage on TV even back then, right? Not near as bad as it is now. I've seen every episode of Happy Days. You know the Fonz? He's one of the characters in Happy Days. He used to... Well, you know that? Well, like I'm supposed to know that. You didn't know who the monkeys were a second ago. Anyway, you know, he used to walk by the jukebox and he would hit it and it would play music. And I tried to do that in every jukebox I've ever seen and it's never once worked. The Fonz is a liar. Anyway, it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's do a couple things real quick before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Again, we have this nostalgic view of what America was. And we want it to still be that, so we lie to ourselves. We don't even have the oil to do World War III if, God forbid, something like that broke out. Joe Biden has drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You want a fascinating read? There are many of them. Go read up on Japan at the end of World War II, towards the end, years, the final years of World War II, and how the lack of oil governed how they had to prosecute the war. They had gigantic ships, great ones, useless, sitting there doing nothing. Oil, we can't even refine enough of it now in this country. America's communists have waged so much war on America's energy sector, they have handicapped this place. Speaking of handicap, let's talk about RFK Jr. for a moment. He came out in favor of reparations. Of course he did. Of course he came out in favor of reparations because RFK Jr. is going to do this thing. And again, I get the support because he's, you know, the one major candidate right now in the race who's actually against the big pharma poison shot and all that other stuff. So I understand the support. I get it. But he still wants to pull some Democrat votes as well. He wants to get some of those far left Democrat votes. So he's against guns. He's going to come out for reparations. Again, as if we have money for that too. As if we just have money to just hand out to anybody and everyone. Oh, here's some for Ukraine. And oh, here's some because your great-great-great-grandpa was a slave. Where are you people finding this money? The money's gone. The treasury's empty. All right, let's get, that brings me actually perfectly to this one. Jesse, my gal and I are CCP and vigilant and ready 24/7. I am 83 and she is 77. I love that. My question is, why do we have to fear that someone is going to harm us when we are shopping or touring? Something has happened to the country we grew up in. What has happened to our country? Is it over? Is the USA no longer? Now we have two locks on the door and a security system, so on and so forth. He said his name is Harry. Harry, I appreciate it. He said I can use the name. Harry, you and your gal, hat tip to you. Is it over? Is it over? No, it's not over. But as we were talking about earlier, as we've talked about many times, nations, they're not stagnant. Nations don't rise and then get to a certain period and just stop there. You're either rising or you're falling. Nations rise and nations fall. That is the history of the world. Our nation is not separate from that. We're not exempted from that. We aren't what we were. We're not about to come apart and end tomorrow. But, you know, you said you're 83 and 77. This is these are the people I genuinely feel the worst for, because if you're that age, you've lived four-fifths of your life in such a different country than the one you have now. Even me, I'm 42. When would you say the sea change really massively happened? 10 years ago? That fair? 10, 15 years ago? So even me, I've lived 3/4 of my life in a normal country. But when you're 83 and you've knocked out 70 years or so in a normal country, and then you're watching it all come apart in your twilight years. Sorry, I'm not saying you're about to die, but when you're on the back nine, you're watching it all come apart, the country you've loved. My heart breaks for people like Harry and his gal, because that's hard, man. That's hard. I think about this. We were just talking about the Romans and the Roman Empire. I think about this often when it comes to civilizations and how they crumble at the end and how it all happens at once. You know how we were talking? I gave a little brief history thing. I think it was last week or the week before. An empire no one really knows about here in the West. It was an Indian empire called Vijayanagara. Stop. Why don't you grow up, Chris? Can I say the name of the empire with you being mature? Anyway, Vijayanagara was the name of the empire. It was a huge empire, and they went from kind of their peak to about 20 or 30 years later, the empire was over, eliminated, off the map. And you know what I think about? And maybe I'm weird like this. I think about the people. Imagine you were 20. You know what? Imagine you were 30 when the empire hit its peak. So there you are. All you've ever known is this majorly powerful empire. And then you're in your prime adult years as a man or as a woman, and they're at their peak. And then when you're 60, you're in a refugee wagon train out of town, watching your capital burn and your empire, the one you knew at 30, is over. It's gone. What is that like? Picture that moment if you're leaving that town, and maybe there's a hill on the way out, and you stop and you turn around and you look at the capital city and everything's on fire and pulled down to ruin. What does that feel like? Right? I mean, how heavy is that? How heavy is that? I feel genuine sorrow for patriotic, not the old commies, screw them, they're the ones who did it, but for patriotic older Americans. Maybe it's like you, maybe what they're going through right now, lamenting the fall, right? The fall. A slow fall. No, we're not ending tomorrow. I don't think we'll end 20 years from now. I'm not saying that. That's got to hurt. That's got to be a lot. It's got to be a lot to deal with. Now, these are the people who run us. Just open looters. Just lying looters. Only there to pillage the treasury.
From Republican Senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, he wrote, "I think what the president did is completely disgraceful. If he wants to sell the American people on $60 billion more for Ukraine, he shouldn't use dead Israeli children to do it, calling it disgusting. Is this going to be a problem?"
It's a problem for J.D. Vance, but J.D. Vance has no moral compass. He's somebody who has sold out his own constituents in pursuit of a cult of personality on behalf of Donald Trump. Ukraine and Israel are linked.
Why would they link them? It doesn't make any sense. Because they're despicable people who understand the American people are emotionally invested in the Israel-Hamas war. They are not emotionally invested in Russia-Ukraine anymore. They still, for some reason, are addicted to sending that sweet money that doesn't exist over there. So what do? They take your emotions and they try to abuse you with them. This really is a disgraceful speech for an American president. Let's stop for a moment. Joe Biden addressed the nation, interrupted every television program, like you would do after a major terrorist attack in our country or something, a major event. Joe Biden essentially stopped the presses so Ukraine could have more money.
You know, the assault on Israel echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine, people that were very badly hurt, since Putin launches all-out invasion. We've not forgotten the mass graves, the bodies found bearing signs of torture, rape used as a weapon by the Russians.
Yeah, that's evil, man. Ron Klain's out there even trying to tell you this is how evil these people are. It's your economic benefit if we keep doing this.
At times like this, I look and say, thank God Joe Biden's our president, not Donald Trump. I thought that what you saw tonight was a savvy and experienced president navigating some very difficult territory, doing so in a way that was persuasive and effective. I think he hit the bid on everything he had to do in this speech. Look, what unites the Israeli conflict and the Ukrainian conflict is they both need our support. The president needs to get a funding bill through Congress, and he made the case for that tonight. I thought he very persuasively made the case for why continued U.S. support for Ukraine is so important, that the alternative is allowing Putin to take over Ukraine, and who knows where he goes from there, and that whatever the economic cost of investing in defending Ukraine, it's cheaper than the geopolitical risk and the potential gigantic cost of a Russian aggression unleashed in Europe. And so stopping Putin in Ukraine is a vital thing. He made the case for why.
Yeah, you have to send endless amounts of money. Otherwise, it'll get more expensive down the road. Evil people run this country now. Anyway, might want to practice up with your weapon. One, it's a great stress relief. Two, we don't know what the future will bring. And three, as Harry just lamented with the email, there is more mental illness and violence now in our society than there has been in the past. And as we kind of lose our way spiritually, as we lose our way as a nation, that problem is going to get worse. When nations kind of start to spin out of control, those problems get worse and worse and worse. All we can do is prepare ourselves and our family members. When I tell you about Mantis X, about practicing with your weapon in the comfort of your home, because it attaches to your weapon and you get feedback and they put you through drills in your home, practice with your family. If you have one, please practice with your family, practice with your husband, practice with your wife, practice with your kids. You'll have fun. You'll compete with each other. You'll have some laughs, some yelling matches. It's wonderful. Go to MantisX.com. This is for the whole family. MantisX.com. Train like you'll need it and pray you don't. All right? We have more, including Victoria's Secret. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I was always, the wife and I were always pretty focused on avoiding the Victoria's Secret store whenever we'd go into the mall when we were with our boys. Not that we're trying to avoid the store when we're with the boys, because Victoria's Secret, they're not shy about slapping gigantic posters of half-naked women right there in the mall. And boys, my boys are growing up and they don't need to grow up quite that fast. So we would try to avoid it. But then I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a year or two ago. I even commented on it, I think, on the show here. Walking by Victoria's Secret, and I look, and I had to stop. I did a double take because it looked like a humpback whale was wearing Victoria's Secret lingerie posing. This woman was not only huge, she was ugly as sin. Now, Victoria's Secret models, everyone knows, are traditionally gorgeous, whatever, model women. I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. This is going to be about communism. Stay with me. And now the news story is that Victoria's Secret's losing so much money because they decided to pack ugly women into their lingerie. They're now changing all that. They're going to go back. They're going to put hot chicks in there instead. So no more trannies in Wales. They're going to go back to doing hot chick things. Okay, so why would they ever attempt that to begin with? You're supposedly this, you know, pay pretty underwear company, and you decide to start employing wildebeests. Well, here's why. Remember, in the end, it's all just communism. And in the end, communism is just the religion of destruction. The destruction of everything. Certainly everything good and everything beautiful and wonderful. And that includes physical beauty as well. You see this, you're not noticing it, or maybe you are, even in small things. My son brought something to my attention, which I found to be very interesting. So everyone knows what Spider-Man is, right? Well, Spider-Man, in case you're unfamiliar, he has a love interest. I used to read the comic books when I was a kid. Mary Jane was her name. Everyone knows her, Spider-Man and Mary Jane, right? Spider-Man and Mary Jane. Apparently, there's some new Spider-Man video game out. And Mary Jane was always a beautiful redhead, but one of the redheads that won't kill you. You know, those are rare, but she was always a beautiful redhead. And my son was snickering. He brought me a picture of it. The new Mary Jane in the new Spider-Man video game is ugly. It's not beautiful anymore. She's not ugly. And that's not done by accident. The little cultural Marxists that occupy every single part of our society, they are taught that everything good and wonderful and beautiful, that everything must be brought down. Everything must be destroyed. That's why they wreck things it would never even occur to you to wreck. It would never occur to you to wreck the Cub Scouts, even if you were evil. It wouldn't occur to them not to. The destruction of all that is good. There can be no beauty, right? Because if someone's beautiful, then that puts them above someone like Chris, who's ugly. If anybody's beautiful, then that means they're more beautiful than someone else, and that certainly doesn't work, does it? So everything has to be bland and ugly. Have you ever seen pictures of communist infrastructure buildings in the Soviet Union or in East Germany? Do you know what they call that? And I'm not an architecture expert, but I do know this much. You know what it's called? Brutalist. That's the name of that type of architecture. Go look at it. Why is it all so ugly? It's all awful looking. And Europe is famous for having all these beautiful buildings and infrastructure and all the, in the Soviet Union, Russia was too, right? Forever, Russia had such beautiful buildings and churches and wonderful things. And then the dirtball commies take over, and even the buildings have to be ugly because nothing can stand out. It's all, in the end, just about destruction. That's their whole religion, destruction. Now, maybe you don't want beautiful women to model Victoria's Secret. And I understand that. I understand that. All that means is your T levels are getting way too low. That's what that means. It means that you haven't been taking your male vitality stack from chalk on a regular basis. You see, if the idea of beautiful women or your wife or your girlfriend modeling a beautiful piece of lingerie doesn't appeal to you, you don't have any testosterone left, and you need to get on a male vitality stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, gentlemen, with a male vitality stack from chalk. Imagine how you feel after a year. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. But even if you don't want the stacks, endless natural herbal supplements. Go get a subscription. Subscriptions are 35% off, and you cancel them at any time. I want to make sure I reinforce this. Anytime. It's not like one of those gym memberships where you have to do it in hieroglyphics and mail them a letter. No, no, no. Just call and cancel if it doesn't work. It does. 90 days. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. I mean, speaking of, it's all about destruction. We played this before, but this is a WEF panel. Why do you think these people work together?
And it's really interesting. Climate affects gender. Gender affects climate. And Karin, you can speak to that.
Why would the feminists work with the climate communists? Because they're the same group and they're all just about destruction. Feminism is out there to destroy women's happiness, male happiness, destroy the American family. Climate communists are out there to destroy economies, the world economies. But there's, in the end, they're destruction buddies. That's what they are. They understand everything as it exists, whether it's female happiness or prosperity. Everything must be wiped out. As we've discussed over and over and over again, revolution without end. Revolution without end. Dear Pink Flower, just so you know, while you were off sick, I was working while sick. I was disappointed to not be able to listen to your luxurious voice, so it gave me an idea. My wife bought my 3-year-old son a book with words and pictures, the kind you'd probably read. In it, there's a picture of a pink flower with the words pink flower under it. Since my son can't read and only sees pictures and remembers what they are from us teaching him what they are, I decided anytime I see a pink flower in his book or out and about, I'm going to tell him it's Jesse Kelly. Hopefully that wasn't too harsh like you. I get mean when I'm sick. I hate you guys. You know what? We're doing more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Oh, and a George Soros DA got what's coming to him. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I am well aware of the $200,000 payment to the Bidens that's supposed to be breaking news that happened earlier today. Why is that breaking news? The Biden crime family has been taking in money forever. Look, I understand having the hard check in hand is a big deal, but we'll see where it goes from here. The Senate isn't going to impeach him. He's, by the looks of things, not doing well anyway. Joe Biden's a problem, don't get me wrong, but man, we got a hill to climb in 2024. Did you hear what HHS Secretary said? Sometimes, every now and then, these commies let it slip. The mask comes off every so now and then. You know how we were talking last night, how they try to walk that tightrope? Got to appeal to the nutball base, but you can't let Normie Norm know you're trying to burn down the country?
What we've learned through COVID and what we're going to see more vividly through climate change is that we cannot have a public health system that is a patchwork of good health and bad health. And unfortunately, because the Constitution left the authority for healthcare to the states, we have a patchwork.
Pretty honest there, isn't it? That's unfortunate. I can't believe they didn't allow the federal government to take over the healthcare system. What an unfortunate sequence of events. It's too bad we don't control everything. Then it would all work out just fine. Every now and then they come right out and say it, don't they? Hello, swarthy swami. Why can't we have all the states' primaries on the same day? It would eliminate the unfair advantage that early primary states have in who determining the eventual nominee is. I think polling is stupid. She said, imagine if all the Trump voters, myself included, told the pollsters they were going to vote for Biden or another candidate. Do you think the left would consider Trump as less of a threat? She's saying, what if we started lying to pollsters and made it look like Trump was going to get crushed by Biden? And then they'll back off. There's no getting the communists to back off of Donald Trump now. There's nothing he can do. There's nothing you can do. They have built him up. Remember, we talked about this last night. They love their symbols. They love them. They love their symbols they demand you worship, and they love the symbols they demand you hate. They will take somebody like George Floyd and they will turn him into a god, and they'll give him 8,000 funeral ceremonies, and they will demand you just sit and flog yourself for all your racist sins while paying homage to George. But they will do the same thing with their devils. And they've done that with Trump. Now, in the minds of your dirtball commie Aunt Peggy, Trump is the source of all ills. Remember, I told you that story when I got back from New York City, but I'm still laughing about it. About my scumbag communist tour guide when he was talking about the Israel-Hamas thing. No one was even talking politics. And he blamed, without the slightest hesitation, you should have heard how confident he was, that it was Donald Trump's fault. Everyone looked around kind of like, wait, what? How would it be Trump's fault? He's golfing in Florida. But how would it be? In his mind, Trump is the source of all evil. You cannot shake the communist robots of that. They cannot be shaken. Dear pink flower and part-time radio host, sorry to hear about your sore throat. You know what? I don't like you guys. I'm sure he's not sorry anyway. Oh, yeah, he's not. I'm sure your sergeant major or drill instructor would make sure you were tucked in bed and comfortable. Were German Nazis really right wing? It always made me think that it's a pile of excrement with the word Socialist Party in their name. Well, no, listen. Why do you think it is? Why do you think it is that every single American who's been educated in America's public education system, they can not only name the evils of Nazism and the Nazis, but they can name names. It's more than just Hitler. Regular Americans, they know the names, they know the numbers, they can tell you how many Jews were gassed in the camps. How many Americans know who Pol Pot was? Pol Pot executed a higher percentage of his countrymen than anyone else in the history of the world. Pol Pot, in 4 years, killed 25% of his country. Mao never achieved those numbers. Stalin never achieved those. Hitler never achieved those numbers. Americans can't even name him because the communist hides real history all the time. And he lies about history all the time. They have ingrained this in the minds of Americans that the Nazis were far right. These far right. Look, it's the far right. Nazis were far right. The Nazis believed in nationalizing industries. That's not far right. That's as left as it goes. The Nazis, and half the Nazis were communists. Did you know that? They called them beefsteak Nazis. Did you know that? Brown on the outside, red in the inside. You know that if you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. But the commies and the Nazis, they were all a bunch of left-wing dirtball groups competing for power. The Nazis won. The commies who didn't just join the Nazis were all shot in the face. Problem solved. But again, the American education system, it is in many ways overt with the America hatred and the covering of commies. And in some ways, they're more subtle. Look, I had an anti-American education too in America's public. I didn't go to some fancy private school. I know that's hard to tell, being as how I can hardly speak English, but I had an anti-American education too. It just wasn't as overt as it is now. As it is now, your kid, your third grader, will walk into class and his 450-pound pink-haired teacher, she'll promptly tell your son that he should chop his penis off and that America sucks. I didn't experience that when I was in the third grade. I experienced something different. Maybe what you experienced as well. You just didn't realize it. I didn't realize it. You'd go into American history class. And what was American history class? Well, of course, we have to address the genocide of the Native Americans, the evil settling of the country. No, you'll get to the Mayflower and the founding of America. But that's about a day. And then you'll spend a week, 2 weeks on the Native Americans. All the death and destruction, and you'll move right from them into the founding of the country. That'll be a day or two. But then right from there, of course, slavery. It'll be months and months and months. You'll write papers. You'll write papers on slavery. You'll write papers on Martin Luther King. It'll be months and months and months of that. So far, you've dedicated 5% of your time to the founding and everything else. The rest is about all the crappy things America's done. Then you'll move right on from slavery. You'll do a little bit of World War II and then right into the civil rights where black people were treated like crap in this country. And right about that, they wrap up American history. Now, did they present lies to you? Did they tell you America sucked? No, of course they didn't. But if I asked you to describe your wife, husband, mother in the worst possible terms without lying, could you make me dislike that person? Ah, my wife has a... She has a funny laugh, and I'll tell you what, this woman tries to backseat drive, tells me how to drive all the time. Anyway, that's my wife. Now, did I lie? No, that's not my wife, but did I lie? Didn't tell a single lie. But you have a negative view of my wife. I left out all the good parts, told you all the bad parts. That's how the dirtballs who've been educating our children, myself included, have been ruining this country for ages. And yes, in case you're wondering, there should be an entrenched pro-America curriculum in every school, public and private. Not some kind of agnostic, not, hey, you decide on your own. It is national suicide to raise a nation's citizens to think negatively about the country. Citizens educated in a country should be educated on the greatness of that nation. Can you learn about the bad things you've done in the past? Yes, and you should, right? That's historic stuff. That's stuff that you should dig into. You should know about slavery, and you should know about all these things. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but a nation's citizens have to be nurtured and guided to love it for the good of the nation. Because if you have a nation full of people who hate it, you're kind of screwed. It's suicide to do what we've done. And that's why we are where we are. Now, let's get back to more Ask Dr. Jesse questions after we make fun of a George Soros DA. It's so hilarious. Before we get to that, I know what you're thinking right now. I know what you're thinking. I can read your mind from here. Here's what you're thinking. Jesse, I did not enjoy drying off after I took a shower this morning. I know that's what's going through your mind. It's what's going through a lot of people's minds. And you want to know why you're going through this right now? Well, it's because you haven't gone to MyPillow.com and bought a My Towel set. Mike Lindell, of course, decided to fix the problem of towels. You see, towels are either soft or they absorb water, but they're never both, are they? They weren't ever both until Mike Lindell created My Towels. My Towels, 50% off right now. You can get a My Towel set as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. If you get the designer premium ones, just $20 more. But you can't do any of that unless you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. Or you can call them 800-845-0544. Don't live a life of regret. Go get some My Towels. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour left here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I feel like my voice got really high there. You know what's happening? My voice is starting to come back after I was really near death. I don't know whether it was tuberculosis or what, but I, of course, overcame it in just a few days. And here I am like a warrior doing a radio show. And there's nothing braver than sitting down and doing a radio show every day. You can email me your love, your hate, your death threats. Email all that to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. It's rare these days you read a story that makes you smile. That's rare, isn't it? It's hard to find feel-good news, isn't it? Here's one, though. Soros-backed DA and his elderly mother are carjacked at gunpoint in New Orleans. Look, you can say I'm a bad person or not, but when you're a communist, especially a communist DA, the communist DAs and judges in this country, they are the true tip of the spear. They really are. Control of the Justice Department, when you control the justice system and you can determine who is a criminal and who isn't, who gets prosecuted and who doesn't, that really is the ultimate power, isn't it? Think about how insane it is. Donald Trump is going to prison. Wrap your mind around how insane that is, that a nation that's supposed to be civilized, they're going to take who right now is a likely Republican nominee, and they're never going to allow him to be president, and they're going to throw him in prison. Why can they do that? Jesse, how could they do that? It's too much for most people to believe. You're probably yelling at me right now as if it's my fault or he's going to overcome or something ridiculous like that. How can they do that? That's what you can do when you control the Justice Department. So the Soros-backed DAs, they are there for one reason. Remember, they're not, contrary to what you hear with the GOP and on other shows, they're not soft on crime DAs. They are there to do what communists have always done, aid in the destabilization of a society by turning violent criminals loose on normal people. That creates angst. It creates chaos. These are the conditions where communism can grow. He's there to make sure people get murdered. He's there to make sure women are raped. He's there to make sure people will be robbed. That is his purpose. His name is Jason Williams, by the way. That's why he's there. That's what he believes. He's not soft on crime. He's not slightly misguided. He doesn't think that that rapist he just let out of jail is going to change his ways. He knows that rapist is not going to change his ways. He knows that rapist is going to lie in wait for your mother and assault her while she's out jogging. He knows that. That's why he does what he does. So, if the little animals this guy is nurturing happen to come back and take a couple nips at him, that's a good day in my book. That's a real good day. Hey, Jesse, our esteemed Governor Mara Healey just announced we have 7,000 families in need of emergency housing, which is twice what it was last year, and we're doing everything possible. Anything we can do about this? This is Massachusetts, by the way. Well, no, there's nothing you can do. Remember, this is, look, these people have a mission, and it's not to serve their constituents. Joe Biden is not there for America. Healey is not there for the families of Massachusetts. Hochul is not there for the families of New York City. They have a completely different agenda, totally separate from anything you would recognize. Look, they're honest about it when you ask them, why are you here? Why do you want to be in office? Hey, Joe, why are you running again? Is it to help the American people?
I came to office determined to get this country up again so we could face the existential threat of climate and still grow, to fundamentally change our economy and to transition this country to a clean energy future.
I came into office to fundamentally change the economy. Climate change. It's not, they don't have a mission that you would recognize. That's not how these people think at all. Now, speaking of thinking, I want you to picture this. I want you to picture some evil communist company, and right beside it, offering the exact same services, is a wonderful patriotic company. CEO is a veteran. You have the option of patronizing either company. Now, why would you ever choose the communist one? You wouldn't, of course, right? So why do you still have Verizon? Why do you still have T-Mobile? AT&T? Those companies hate your guts. They think you're despicable. Pure Talk loves you. They love this country. They love its values. Right now, Pure Talk, you know, the money you send to Verizon goes to Black Lives Matter. The one you send to Pure Talk, Pure Talk's out there helping our veterans, relieving veteran debt by Veterans Day. That's their mission. Does that sound more appealing? It does to me. It's time to switch, man. Same service, same great network. You can keep your phone and number. 10 minutes on the phone speaking to an American. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Stop thinking about it. The time is now. Switch to Pure Talk. Jesse, I listen to your show in Tampa every day driving home. Sometimes I pull over before I get home to continue listening when you're on thought-provoking roll, as you often are. I will preface my question to you with this. I am not a Marine. I served in the Army proudly between 1981 and 1985, deployed under President Reagan to Grenada during my time, so on and so forth. Now, 40 years later, the ripe age of 60, I'm heartbroken. Heartbroken to see what my country has become. So my questions are this. Are human beings incapable of being free? Was the greatest generation and those recently after fooled? Was all the sacrifice for nothing? I personally don't think so. However, witnessing the current state of affairs, I'm struggling for answers, struggling for a fix. Thanks for everything you do. I didn't say I could use his name, so I will not. Was it all for nothing? Are human beings incapable of being free? Well, it's not that human beings are incapable of being free. It's that many human beings don't want to be free. Freedom, it's something you love. It's something I love. You are somebody, remember, you're the hyper-informed. You're someone who understands not just the horrors of all these despotic governments around the world. You understand the history of a people who don't have freedom, whose government tells them what to do, where to go, what to work, what they're allowed to say, what they're allowed to. You understand how horrible that is. You look at those things and you think that's horrible. But there are many, many, many people. They're all around you. They don't share that value system at all. They've not been taught how horrible it is to live under tyranny, and therefore they have no appreciation for the freedoms they have. There are, look, your liberal Aunt Peggy, you might think she's crazy, and she probably is. Aunt Peggy wants to be told what to think about every issue. Did you know that? Why do you think she responds so angrily when you start probing with actual questions of any depth? Aunt Peggy doesn't want to think with any depth. She doesn't want to work it out. She wants you to tell her, hey, here's what you think about taxes. Here's what you think about the border. Here's what you think about abortion. Here's what you think about Ukraine. And you know what? That's a simple, easy life for Peggy. She doesn't have to spend time like you think, caring, lamenting what's happening to the country, thinking about things, working through issues. Hey, Jesse said this. Do you agree? Do you disagree? These are conversations you have. Aunt Peggy, if she was one of us, she wouldn't have that conversation. Well, Jesse said this, and I'm a robot, so it must be it. It's not that human beings are incapable of even free, of being free. Many of them don't want it at all. Now, was it all for nothing? Let's talk about that next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.